Hello, everyone. Happy, I was about to say Monday. Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's Max and Christine. We're back.
Yeah, 4 months later, welcome to Not a Sex Podcast. And guess what we're under? Well, it's a shelter in place right now, but it's pretty much like quarantine, right? Non-essential businesses are closed. This is it. What are the only things open? Gas stations, grocery stores, the food takeout.
Hospitals.
The
police station.
Yeah. No. Eugene said that the police stations were closed. Like, the only thing they would... Eugene's our friend. He's a police officer. The only thing that they would go leave the station for is domestic violence or a murder. So I guess if you want to go, steal your neighbor's...
Sugars.
Sugar.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Then you will not be arrested today.
Yeah, they're like, meh, no one got hurt, right?
You'll be
toilet good. Toilet paper is like gold.
Oh, the world. No shelves are full. Ah, what a day. What a peaceful week it was.
Ugh.
Well,
what? What, sorry, yesterday?
Monday.
Yeah, Contra Costa County. Oh, great. Now you know where we are.
Oh, no, they're going to find us.
A shelter in place. It's exactly one level below quarantine. But it's still pretty much like quarantine until April 7th, right? They suggest you stay home. Gatherings of like 10 or more people is forbidden. Social distancing, which is 6 feet apart from each other. But I did go to work. I didn't actually go to work because we're closed. But I went to my coworker's because we got to work for 4 hours to call people to either... So I work in an escape room. You guys probably only been talking for 2 minutes. I feel like I've already been talking for like 20 minutes. Can they hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All the way over here. Yeah, they can hear you, Christine, because you're so goddamn loud. Okay. And then, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. So I got to work for 4 hours to call guests that had reservations for escape rooms. It's a very good idea. You never know what's going to happen to get cancellation protection so you can get your money back. A lot of people were still fighting for their money back when they didn't get the cancellation protection. But that's another story. And we were calling from our personal phones. So we did star 67, but sometimes I forgot to do the star 67 to block my number. So I got some calls back from people. They were like, yeah, I got a call from this number. Didn't you listen to the voicemail that I just left you? So you would know why I called you. Sorry, here's Max again.
No, keep going. This is your day. This is Christine's day. Oh, they know who your name is.
Oh, so wait, where'd it go? Did I leave it? Oh, here it is.
What did you leave, Mrs.?
Okay, so so if you're like a hypochondriac or you're just worried about deadly diseases or whatever, I highly recommend this podcast. I've been listening to it. It's been on for like 2 years now, I think, maybe a year and a half. It's called This Podcast Will Kill You. So they're really smart, like funny women. They both just got their PhDs in, what are they called? Shit. I'm so stupid. Disease ecology or something where they, it's a word. Anyways, before they start, they always have their quarantini of the week. Like that was a thing way back before this happened. Quarantining where they, whatever disease that they were going to talk about for that episode, they would make a themed alcoholic drink. They also had a non-alcoholic version, but I always was into the alcoholic version, and they called them the quarantini of the week. So way before this happened, there was already quarantinis. My quarantini is not really a mixed drink, it's just Angry Orchard, but clink clink, Max doesn't drink, so I'm going to clink clink myself.
Clink clink. Clink.
My quarantini clink, of the week, of the day. Is Angry Orchard. I don't really drink hard liquor anymore. Mostly just mimosas, Prosecco, and hard cider.
So if you're looking for a drinking buddy, she's always available.
So the gyms are closed. I can't teach any of my classes. We gonna be chubby when this is
Nope,
over.
I'm going to be in great shape. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be chubby. And you'll love it. So what did you do today? You have a grown-up job. So you're able to work from home and still get paid. Me, on the other hand, my employer said I was able to apply for financial aid since my hours get reduced. This is weird. I'm used to doing stuff all the time, so.
Oh, well, then that's an easy solution.
Do stuff. That's what the theme of our, of this episode is. Ah. What to do during a shelter in place. Oh, shelter. We're not exactly quarantine or lockdown yet. We're one level below that.
Well, there's many things to do. Number one. Oh,
before we do that, we're going to do icebreakers.
Icebreakers. Go ahead.
Because we went to Half Price Books the other day. And you know those 3,000 questions books? They always have those. Found a new one called 3,000 Questions About My Future.
Oh, boy.
So I'll pick one, you answer it, and then you can pick one and I'll answer
it. Oh, boy. Yes.
Let's see. It has to be a good one. This one's stupid. Don't answer it. It's just funny. Could you see yourself as a professional DJ? What kind of...
Of course. I was a mixer back then. Mixing nothing, really. Mixing my emotions so I can
mix
some music.
Are you an organ donor, or have you ever thought about becoming one in the future?
I am not.
What?
And at this moment, I will say yes.
Well, I'm an organ donor because when I die, like, I don't need my body anymore, so take whatever you want. Don't take my liver. That's probably bad. Yeah. My eyes. Maybe not my eyes because they're not.
The things I've seen. Oh, the things.
You can take my vagina. It works perfectly well, right, Maxim?
Yeah, that's.
That's not an organ. Never mind.
It's a masterpiece of its own.
It's not an organ.
But yes, eyes could go, skin if needed, but it's already all dead. So I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't need my organs anymore. So
organ donor, not yet, but sure, why not?
Ooh, here's a good one. Would you ever join a reality TV show as a cast member?
Yeah, never. No. I'm not going to sell myself. Thanks.
It depends on what the theme is. If it's like a dating thing, those are dumb. Maybe if it was like...
An experiment. I would do
like
that.
Like a social experiment or... Yep.
Social experiment.
Maybe about like if it was about moms... I guess I would do that one.
A social experiment with no rules.
But reality TV does edit things to make everyone look bad. So that's what you have to keep in mind when you're watching stuff.
Oh, great.
Like you don't know the whole story. Okay, you can pick one.
Oh, very good. All right, hello. Let's go. Into the middle. 3, 2, 1. Bam.
Oh, that's how you pick it.
Long one. It's too long.
Too long. Too much work.
That's a stupid question.
You have 5 seconds.
Three, two, one.
Bam.
Bam. It's feeling alive better than feeling important. Whoa, what?
Wait, can you repeat that? Is feeling what?
Is feeling alive better than feeling important? Yes.
Well, everybody wants to feel important to someone. Like, you want to have reason, a purpose for life.
But if you're important to someone and not to yourself.
Oh, that's true.
Feeling important, no. I'd rather feel more alive in life. Think that's my life. I'm alive. And if I'm not important to you or to something or to someone, at least I'm alive and here. Maybe important to what? Too broad. Next question. I hate it. Next. Let's go. Oh, stupid.
Man, never satisfied.
It's not a stupid. It's
Well, there was one page that had all the cool questions. I should have bookmarked it.
Do you think people will be more or less obsessed with bacon? Twas stupid.
No, everyone loves bacon.
Of course.
I went to my coworker's house today, this morning, to work for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Her brother, I think her brother was making bacon. It smelled really good.
What does it say? Where is it? What is one question you wish you could ask everyone you meet? Ooh, what is one question you wish you could ask everyone you meet? I already know it.
So you're going to tell me what the answer is?
What is the question I'm going to ask people?
Yeah.
Do you love yourself?
Oh. I was going to ask what their favorite book was.
Ah, of course.
Or a good podcast to listen to.
More? Or is that it?
Okay. Now,
Topic
at hand.
A topic at hand. What did you...
Oh, no, wait. We have to go over what we did today. So what did you do today, Max?
I decided to pretend to work.
Pretend to work?
I worked from 9 to 5, but I probably worked under that amount of time.
Yeah, everyone with their grown-up jobs gets to work from home.
Whoa. Not a grown-up. I call it working for someone else's dream type of job. Well,
still, I wish I was able to work remotely from home.
I am not working. I'm slaving away my day.
Like, today was just different because we had to call everyone back, so it's like the next 24 hours we had to do that. But now that I did that and I got my 4 measly hours, now I don't have work. I don't have classes to teach.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now, look, we still have Netflix on it. It's an advertisement for Queer Eye. I really like the new, reboot of Queer Eye. When the first one came out, when it was called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, I used to watch it all the time with my mom. Chef's Table.
And so?
You'd probably like that. So now we haven't really compiled a list. We'll just go off the top of our heads.
Number one.
There you go. What to do during shelter in place / quarantine.
Refresh yourself. Your mind.
Your body. Just to let you know, Max is going to have all the smart answers. No, and I'm going to have the dumb answers. No, okay,
smart. More practical ones. Thank you very much. It's time to relax. If you get to work from home, you don't have to be in traffic. Fake. You don't have to deal with your crazy coworkers. You have enough time to breathe. Yeah, I don't like him. Oh. Okay.
Your coworkers are not going
to
listen to this.
Thank God. Namaste. Breathing, relaxing, taking time away from the computer. You don't have to sit there and stare and wonder, is the boss looking? You could leave for 5 minutes. They don't know the difference. And what else? What was the question? What to do? Oh.
It's the theme of this episode.
What else to do?
We're just suggesting things to do.
Things to do. Number one, if you're done with work or you cannot work at home, clear your mind.
We're not going to number these because we're going to forget. That was just number one.
is to sit outside.
The only number one. That's like a number two and number three. We're not going to number these because we're just number one off.
Is sit outside. No matter if you're working or not, sit outside for an hour. You're not going to die. You'll be okay. Just don't be around 10 or plus people.
Yeah, as long as you keep the 6 feet social distancing
rule. Your turn. What would you do? What do you do?
Oh, we already did something. We're going through the Netflix queue. We watched a murder mystery with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. It was really good. It was really funny.
It's like Clue, but deadly.
My favorite quote when he told the detective, my wife reads a lot of books. This is fun for her. It's so funny. Adam Sandler is actually kind of sexist, but it's funny. Maybe
that's just the role he plays.
All his movies, they're all sexist. Like, he always treats the woman like, meh, she's crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Why do I like them so much, though? Ugh. I'm a traitor to the feminist
movement. Yeah,
whatever. No.
So number two.
We're not numbering these because you already said three. So Netflix queue. Well, we know everyone was going to do that anyway. See? Mine are weird. Okay.
It's not weird.
Go ahead.
Number yours. Two.
No, that three. Was. We're not numbering them anymore.
I just like to go in patterns.
Okay.
Exercise. Very easy. You have a smartphone. You have a computer. You have a smart TV. YouTube. Done. Thank you.
Yeah, a bunch of instructors I know are using the Zoom app to still have Zumba classes and Strong by Zumba classes. There was, because I teach 2 Zumba classes and then 2 Strong by Zumba classes. And it's weird not, I've been teaching for the past 7 years, so it's weird not to be going to a gym.
Feels great.
This what is my life now?
Oh, this feels amazing. Thank God. I feel wonderful.
Oh, it's kind of, probably bad to say, but it's kind of my identity. I was teaching classes.
Well, I agree. It's fun to teach. It's fun to go to work. But sometimes, it's great to be without them.
Like the endorphins. All the people that are super into Dutt at UFC gym are going crazy. But they're posting workouts you can do at home. Yeah. And I noticed that Orange Theory is also, if you go on their app, they're posting workouts you can do at home. But I was just going to log into the Strong by Zumba website and just work out with the master trainers.
Good idea. Get mastered on.
So exercise, yeah, so.
Yeah, Netflix, breathing, exercise. Oh, how about this? New hobbies?
Oh, no, wait. Oh, yeah, I saw some person over where Barrett lives. Like, I always see him running. He's still running. Like, it's still part of his... Yeah, they say you can still go out and exercise and walk your dog and just keep the 6 feet distance for social distancing.
What with cops? If they're chasing me, so I say, 6 feet, you can't arrest me, 6 feet.
Remember what I said? The police station is closed. The social distancing is going to kill me. I already said, like, on Facebook, after I teach my class, I always give high fives, and then that stopped because everyone's scared, and then so I'm just giving spirit fingers. That was fine, too. At least I got to see people face-to-face, but now, nothing.
You can see a lot of faces on Netflix.
I mean, like, for real.
They're real.
So you, I'll get to see in person.
Yeah.
I guess the gas... I was, like, chatting it up with the poor gas station lady, because... I was, like, really excited to talk to her.
You're human. Oh, my God.
And she was like, do you need a bag? I was like, oh, yes, please. And I was just standing there longer. She was like, do you need anything else? And I was like, oh, could you also turn the air on for me? Like, the air, because I was going to get air for my tires. And she's like, are you working today? Because I bought Pringles. I bought a ginger Sprite and then a Red Bull and a bottle of water, candy. Because I was just going to my coworker's house to work. And then I could tell she was just asking that for, like, pleasantries. And then I went into this whole spiel about, yeah, I have to call people. And then I saw her eyes glaze over. I was like, I'm sorry. I was just really excited to talk to someone. This is only day one. And I'm already like, help. I need to talk to all these people.
So here's a great advice. If you get a little bit excited, like this lady next to me, excited in quotations, FaceTime somebody. Go see a friend. This is not where you're stuck in your house forever. You can still see people if you have friends.
But well, that's, I don't have friends. That's why I like my job, because I get to see random people every day.
We all have acquaintances that we can meet.
I mean, I have friends, but...
I have a friend.
They have lives, so we can't just stop what we're doing.
Someone I can see every day.
Jesus?
Someone better. Someone real.
You? You just look at yourself in the mirror?
My cat.
Oh, yeah, we got a cat a couple months ago.
My fearful cat.
Her name is Lucifer Duque.
The cat that scares me to death. But someone I can speak to and have a great day with.
Yeah, she's so
from
cute.
A distance of 6 feet.
What? No, pets can't get the Rona.
But my fear is six distance.
Oh, yeah.
Restriction limit.
Yeah, her bites do hurt. She's the only cat I ever had where she, like, bites and, like, pulls the skin.
Therefore, I will keep my 6 feet.
That's because she was feral for a long time. That's why. She has PTSD.
And I don't want PTSD, so therefore I restrict myself from peace.
Well, she's a baby, so she doesn't know any better. So we have to teach her.
And so am I. Perfect. But who will teach me? I'm just playing. That was funny. What else to do?
Oh, yeah. Play with your cats. I'm sure everyone's cats and dogs are so like you're home? This is awesome. Aw, see? Cuddles. I guess this is one thing to come out of it. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I do have to go back to Barrett tomorrow because Koma-san does not get her 4 a.m. cuddles.
Tonight. 4 a.m.?
Yeah, remember Koma-san always wakes whenever I'm back there. Koma-san, like clockwork, 4 a.m., she wants to cuddle.
Guess she's gonna cuddle somebody.
Yeah, that's why I haven't killed myself, because Koma-san needs 4 a.m. cuddles.
You do not speak those words in my presence.
Oh, and yeah, and also because Barrett needs me.
That is all we need to hear. Please, my world, save this young lady from these horrible words.
Okay.
To our podcast.
So what were... So cuddle with animals. Okay.
Cuddle with animals. You have another one? Exercise. We talked about Netflix, breathing, walking. Finally, completing or starting your passions. Everybody likes something.
Wait, how are we gonna file our taxes?
Oh my lord, we're going to hell.
I was planning on doing that this week.
Let's go. You probably could walk in. There's not closed.
Probably could call and ask.
Yeah, let's go with a knock knock.
Oh, and also, I was supposed to have a hair appointment with Ulta in a couple weeks, but she called me yesterday when I was at training for work, because we were doing a retraining, to say, obviously everything's closed till April 7th, and then they'll call me back to reschedule when everything like blows over. And then I was thinking, my eyebrow lady didn't call me back. I'm gonna have werewolf eyebrows because I'm supposed to have an appointment on Friday.
I could do this. We have YouTube.
Oh God, no. Because no, my remember I told you my original lady she moved out of state.
Oh.
So she suggested one of her coworkers, and I never heard back from her coworker to reschedule. So I'm just gonna have.
Do you know what's left?
I'm just gonna have a hairy ass face.
It's time for me to help you.
I guess I'm gonna have a beard just like you, Max. Are you ready to kiss a fuzzy beard?
Yeah, I've been dreaming for this for a long time. Yeah.
When I'm giving you a blowy, you're gonna feel beard on you.
Somebody, that's an expert, please. Come and help this lady for my sake, mostly.
He's smoking his dick. He's smoking his dick now.
What?
He shot his dick off.
He didn't. It was his hand. Thank you.
Sorry, you have to watch a murder mystery. Watch it. I was just saying, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler were in a couple other movies together, right?
Yeah, another
part. I don't feel like Googling it right now. They're really funny together.
What else to do on the day?
Read. I have so many books I still need to read. I remember when I was always going to work, I'm like, I wish I could just stay home and read all these books. Oh, now I have time to read books.
Oh, yes.
And also, another thing, if you have children, please make sure that they're still working their minds. Luckily, Barrett's teachers are sending assignments through Google Classroom. He's in sixth grade, so I don't know what everyone's doing for like younger kids, but they're getting daily assignments. So, also, his PE teacher is sending, like, workouts and stuff. Ah, shit, this is great. I could work out with him. The gyms are closed, though.
The world.
Yeah, I know.
Is our gym.
We can work out, like, in the backyard or something. There's also an elliptical at Barrett's house.
Barrett's
house? That's actually my elliptical.
Barrett's house. He owns a house now.
What? Fine, Ryan's house, no, my ex-husband. No. He bought that elliptical for me. I was the only one using it.
And now it's all rusted.
I guess it's still mine, but...
Let's sell it. Make some money for the trip to New York. No trip to New York.
Nobody wants to buy an elliptical during these scary times.
It's not scary. It's okay.
Because of these tough times.
Just please share your toilet paper, please. I might need a roll.
Yeah, we have enough toilet paper. Okay, do you have any books that you still need to read? The Giver? Did you finish reading The Giver? You don't even know where it is, huh?
It's on the table.
Oh, okay.
Has I started? I has not started. I don't speak English very well. I has not.
Okay. Do you have a favorite podcast that you listen to regularly?
No.
But you just like Joe Rogan and stuff, right?
Yeah, he's interesting. Gary Vaynerchuk. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's it. My own podcast is pretty cool. Thank you.
Well, mine is dumb.
Nothing's dumb. Everything's unique. Everybody's has a different taste, just like these macaroons we see on the TV screen.
That's so funny. You listen to like smart motivational people.
Not smart. Let me go ahead. Sorry.
And I'm like, look at these comedians with their dick jokes.
Motivation is not always not healthy. Motivation is a.
What?
Pre-workout. It kicks in. When it's gone, it's nothing.
Mm.
That's why it's useless. Unless you continue it without the stimulation. Like a rolling ball down the hill. You have to give it a little kick for it to go. But it continues on its own because it wants to. The end.
Remember last week I wanted to... Bravo. Bravo, Maxim Duque.
Namaste. Right, Tomorrow what?
Last week I was like, hey, I should start...
Yes, you should.
Like, what was it called again?
I don't know what you're talking about. You said yes. So I agree with it. Whatever you want to say. Just agree with them. If you want to live, gentlemen, just nod.
It might be... yes to the giraffe?
What?
Just kidding. Remember, I was going to meal prep.
Meal prep.
But now I don't even want to go to Safeway.
I'll go to Target for you.
Target? Target's still open? I guess they have essential
things. The only way to know is to step in a go.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I got an email from Flying Colors Comics. And they're like, We know some of you consider comics essential, so they're still going to have, like, one person filling orders, and then, you could go to the store and wait in the parking lot and call them, and then they'll bring out your comics, your comics to them if they have your credit card on file. back in the day, I would have done that. I don't read comics much anymore. Although I did buy this graphic novel, because Hampton Yunt and his wife Georgia really liked them. Oh, yeah, the thing about podcasts. I'll suggest some podcasts. So the ones that I listen to, so I've mentioned this before, Suicide Buddies. Yes. But it's two comedians talk about mental health. But now they changed it to called Y'all Ever, because talking about suicides in history and stuff was making them sad. So now Y'all Ever is just a dumb, silly podcast. To, like, you send them stories and stuff of, like dumb things your anxiety makes you do. And the first episode was, like, Y'all Ever Shit Yourself. It was pretty funny. I'm a pizza shit. You have to listen for yourself. I made Max listen to a couple episodes. Probably wasn't into it. And then Hampton, one of the hosts of that podcast, made a podcast with his wife, Georgia, who's also a comedian, and it's called Nice Bum, Where You From? So they talk about, they ask listeners to send in stories about places where they're from, where they grew up, just like hometown stories. Like, they can be funny, they can be scary. It's kind of like My Favorite Murder, but, like, funnier. I mean, My Favorite Murder is funny, but I mean the stuff they talk about is not funny. But Nice Bum, Where You're From, hometown stories that are funny. That's another good podcast. And like I said before, This Podcast Will Kill You. That's a good one. Deadly Diseases. And then, oh!
Our podcast, hello.
It's not that great. This is just us talking. Like, I guess that's what a podcast is, just people talking. That's
what the podcast is all about.
Talking. Oh, and if you like Nicole Byer, she's the host of Nailed It on Netflix, but she's also a really funny comedian. So she has a new podcast with Lauren Lapkus, which is, all I do is listen to podcasts about comedians that are into other things. Lauren Lapkus is also a comedian. She was in a few other shows. That Crashing show, that's good. She and Nicole Byer have a podcast called Newcomers, so both of them didn't grow up watching Star Wars, but all of their comedian friends were, like, pressuring them to watch Star Wars, so they gave into it. So each episode, they talk about a movie that they watched, and then they critique it or talk about it with one of their friends who grew up with watching Star Wars. It's really good. It's funny. What else do I listen to? Scam Goddess! How could I forget Scam Goddess? This is turning into, like, a commercial. What? Listen to these other podcasts. Don't listen to our podcast.
No, listen to this first. Then go to others.
Scam Goddess with Lacey Mosley. That's good, too. You can find all these on iTunes. But if you like, little petty crime stories, like true crime but not murder, you should listen to Scam Goddess. It's really funny. These are all comedians that are into, LA comedians that are into other stuff. Okay. Just Google, like, what are the podcast companies they're on?
Our podcast? Hello.
Well, this is on Anchor.
We're everywhere. We're taking over the world.
Okay, so I'm going to stop with the podcast. You get it. I so like podcasts. Listen to podcasts during this shelter in place / quarantine. I'm gonna let Max talk so I can drink my quarantini. Here.
No, I got nothing to say. I'm retiring.
You always have something to say. Come on.
I'm retiring. I'm shy.
What? Shy?
I don't know what to do with myself. What else to do on the days?
Well, you steal married women's hearts. You ain't shy.
I've stole nobody's heart. I am a gentle giant. I have not done no crime in my life. Innocent until proven guilty. I am certain I am innocent.
You can talk about what's on your mind. I'm enjoying my Angry Orchard. Go ahead.
I'm enjoying the day because it's peaceful. Work was great. Thank goodness I don't have to listen to those co-workers of mine that are so... anyways, what else to do on these days off? Mm-hmm. We talked about working out. walking, the podcast, reading, exercising. I'm always telling people, we all have a story to tell. Start your own podcast. It's free. Anchor.com. Anchor.fm. Now. Anchor.fm. You can download it as your app. It's free. And it's a great place for everybody because we all have this wonderful mental health issue called anxiety or depression. Some have more. Some have high levels or low levels or daily or periodically or rarely. We all experience it. Holding it in is not good. The immune system will tell you that you are either healthy living or unhealthy living lifestyle. And so a good thing to do now, I think, is to spend time with yourself. Even though your kids are there with you all day, or your partners are together because you have to be together, because you guys are not working, it is important to just figure out, why are you always tired when you wake up? Sleep means sleep, but you wake up yawning and feeling, I want to sleep more. Something happened in that sleep period of time. You know, so figure yourself out. It's good to do. Puzzles. We got to use our brain. Look at our smartphones. Poof. Click a button. We could order food and just, it delivers itself because somebody delivers it for us. How about us? Are we becoming smart? Are we becoming prepared? The answer is obviously no. Look at us. We're going crazy. Because we are not looking for solutions. We're looking for temporary relief. The flu, no matter what we could call it, or pneumonia, or any other diseases, they're out there. We're just waiting for them. Oh, the flu's going to come every December. Okay, now what? Let's just wait for it to come and then take our vitamins? Anyway, I'm talking like an old man. But it's about solutions. We could either wait for the diseases and the doctors to tell us stuff, or we could find ways of living that will make us find deeper problems. Not just circling around saying December is flu day, summer is sunburn day, and April is tax day.
Yeah, do you think they're going to extend the tax day? Because I still need to file my taxes. Oh, I need to pay my car registration, but I can do that online.
Car registration.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Wait.
What?
I guess that's the last big thing that I can, like, that I can pay for. And then my credit card. Because I don't have any money after I get paid.
How much do you have?
What? So we get paid this Friday for whatever classes we taught at UFC, right? And then next Friday I get paid at Red Door. And then after that, I'm not going to get any money for a while. So I guess I will have to apply for the unemployment thing for reduced hours.
Tomorrow.
Wow. I'm poor.
No one's poor. We're just,
I guess I'm just going to be eating ramen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take advice from Auntie Fee with that. How to feed 7 people with $3.35.
I guess we're going to the Dollar Tree.
Mm.
So if you have any extra ramen, please.
Oh, I thought you were going to yawn.
I was trying to, but I decided to switch into a tear. Yes, the world is going to suffer. People are not working, kids are not learning, and people are suffering. And the solution's simple. We can't do anything. So we have to do everything else. That's opposite. Not worry. And just stay focused. If you're not making money, learn to save money. It will teach us how to be realistic and big. Wait. We could spend $5 a day for coffee, or we could buy them at Safeway. The coffee mixtures and the creamers and we have water at home. And all total could be $10-$20 for the whole month. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I won't be going to Pizza or Starbucks, so I'll already be saving money, because I would go there every day. You should see the shit-eating grin on Max's face right now. I know, I go to Pizza.
$5 a day for 5 days is $25. That $25 could last you a whole month if you buy the right ingredients at the right store. Folgers coffee or Starbucks coffee.
Folgers.
In your cup. Nothing or Starbucks. one spoon of it, one spoon, two tablespoons, a little bit of creamer or two or three, a little sugar if you need it, boom. Done. Does it taste like Phenomenal Pete's coffee? It will never. But, whoa.
I actually don't really care about the taste. It's just, I think it's just my body, like, already trying to be like, ah, we need coffee.
It is. We need coffee. Your soul,
like, ah, I'm a human.
Well, we need coffee and stuff. Sometimes caffeine isn't good.
I just realized that's not good.
No, caffeine isn't good. It irritates the body.
We need something to function to act like a human.
And to act like the human, the answer is very simple. It's one word that Gary Vaynerchuk, an entrepreneur, successful businessman, and author, says. One word. Grateful. That's what drives us. Look at our world. We're complaining because we have to stay home, because we can't make money. It happens. But in a month or less, we're back. It's a lifestyle change for all of us, including me. Grateful. We want this and this and this and this, but we forget that as everything's advancing, are you? You might have a new job, but that's only one part of you. You might have the physique you want, but that's only one part. How about every aspect? How do you figure it out? I don't know. Figure it out. I know the
answer. Hey, should I go to your parents on Sunday? Wait, no.
Whoa.
Wait, never mind. You said your aunt.
Yes. No, you're coming over. Holla. Well,
can you ask your aunt to bring her dog? Because Christine needs some
therapy.
So, yeah.
So that's the solution in life. It's the podcast I listen to.
That sounds bad. I'm up there to talk to your family. I just want to cuddle the doggy.
No.
I'll say I hope your aunt's better. If she does come, can you ask her to bring the dog?
Yes, she will.
What's his name again?
Trooper.
Trooper! That's a perfect name. He's the little one, right?
Kristen Notre Dame. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did she cremate him?
I have no idea.
Yeah. We have Lena's ashes at Barrett's house.
Barrett has a house? Anyways. What was I talking about?
No, he lives in a shandy.
Podcast. What do I listen to? I listen to motivational people. People that not just talk motivation, which is a lot of people. Not just give me motivational quotes, but have done what they say. Because if they've done it, that means it's easy to do. Because they tell you what to do. We just have to do it daily. Simple thing as drinking water. We know it's healthy than any other liquid in the world. But how many people really drink 10, 12, 15 cups a gallon a day?
I only drink water when I'm working out.
And then all of a sudden we're thirsty and we're like, we drink a gallon, like this guy, not a gallon, like a whole cup, and we just chug it down like we're maniacs because we forgot to do one thing, listen to our body. Most people think, I'll pop a melatonin pill, I'll drink a caffeine drink, or another one in the afternoon, and then we're forgetting why we sleep bad, why we're irritated, why our blood pressure's up, why our skin is dry. Why we're ashy, what else are we? Why our hair falling out? These are things that our body says we're missing. Minerals and vitamins and behavior patterns. If you're sick a lot and you have no, what is it called? Autoimmune disease or sickness, no asthma, no skin problems, no genetic issues, and you're sick, well, you created it. Well, we could change our body because we're not just a body, we're cells. And as a scientist in the world knows, we could change the reactions in our body because we are physics, we are chemistry, we are biology, and then we are also anatomy and physiology, and my favorite, psychology. All of that affects one another. The end.
Okay. We are a big ball of anxiety.
What?
Stay sad, America. Humans are all a little sad. Yeah, like in The Good Place. Have you ever seen The Good Place?
Yeah, you showed me The Good Place.
I'm always just quoting dumb things. See, Max is a smart one. I'm
not
the
smart one. I'm
the weird
tired.
One. I'm like, haha, butts.
Butts, I love butts. I'm just tired of seeing people run in circles. 9 to 5 till you're 65, and then we start to live. Then we have another 30 years till we die. 90, right? Let's pretend 95. And then we start to live. We're forgetting that 30...
Wait, in 30 years, I'm going to be 95? No, I'm not.
No, fool. That's what I'm saying. 65. People work 9 to 5 till they're 65.
Oh, they said 95. Never mind.
And then we die at 95. Right. That's 65.
That is such a long life. Can I die at like 79 or 80? That's fine with me. Life.
The moral of the
statement. You're all life is short. I'm all life is so long.
It's long. Therefore, we have to find out and live. Education.
Someone's murdering me. I'm like, thank you. God, thank you.
Man, it's crazy. So what to do on your days off? Educate yourself. The world will limit us.
Good idea.
You have many colleges with the same degree of biology. So why not educate yourself on biology and find out what works for you? And just enjoy what you enjoy. Because you never know. With just one skill and your want to learn more, you could find the right people. Do you want to be a photographer? YouTube. You want to do biology and be a scientist? Record it. Share it with the world. And someone will be like, I want to work with this guy. Boom. We don't need to pay for marketing or to showcase what we are. We do it for free. Like we are. We're on Anchor. It's free. Now the world could hear how amazing I am. Thank you.
Oh, good idea. So guys, this next 3 weeks, we're going to create a bunch of content. And we'll check back. Content. Oh, yeah. So I'm doing this book editor course that Max found for me. And also one of my coworkers, where I already told Max. One of my coworkers, when his sister told him that that I wanted to be a book editor or whatever, or a proofreader, she was like, oh, my brother reads. Because they're siblings. They both work at the escape room with me. So he got motivated. I didn't tell you this. He got a laptop, like just... so he could type his novel up for me to read. So I kind of already have an author that I'm editing. It's really good so far. I only read like 7 pages, but it's really good so far. He's very talented. Yes, let's all create content and stay away from toxicity and negativity.
Well.
Says the suicidal person.
No. And negativity is good when you learn from it. If you just say, life sucks.
I mean like hating on other people.
Hating on other people is a sign that you have a problem. We all do it. So if you notice yourself judge...
try not to.
We all try not to. But what happens? We judge someone. Oh, you could do better. Why are you doing it that way? The more we worry about other people's behavior is we're taking time away. We see they do it wrong. We think we know what's better for them or an idea that might work. Give it a small moment of advice and move on. They don't care. Same way for us. If we don't listen to somebody, it's our problem. But if we're interested, we will not just listen to that person. We'll research. We're like, well, he told me I should wake up 6 a.m. every day. And he said it's healthy because I have more time to do things. But what are other people doing? Well, this guy wakes up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Let me try it for a month.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg at 4. Other successful people at 5 or 6. Why? On the weekend? Why? Because when you create a lifestyle, you'd be like, I'm 3 hours ahead of everybody every day. Whoa.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Mark Wahlberg. So, what was the movie called on Netflix?
Spencer Confidential.
Spencer Confidential. So, it's based on books. I want to read the books. So, I watched the movie. My sole purpose was to make fun of Mark Wahlberg, but I actually ended up really liking the movie, and Post Malone's in it, Cowboy Cerrone, M'Baku, who else is in it? Someone else is in it too. It's a really good cast. See, so these are the things, like, I'm like at the first part, I'm like, Mark Wahlberg, let's see what he does. Oh, he's a Boston cop, surprise, surprise, but it's actually really good. Because he's already from Boston, right?
He's Boston.
So he's just acting like himself in almost everything. But it was actually really good. I want to read the books that they're based on. So after every podcast episode we do, we should like give our 1 and a half listeners like things to work on. So this week, these 3 weeks that we're having the shelter in place. Isn't NYC? Isn't New York having like a... They're like on lockdown?
I have no idea what's going on anymore. I don't know.
I know Italy is, right?
Italy's done for, yes.
That's sad. So, when you're at home, spend time with your families, your fur babies, and create content.
Share your life, because your story has the ability to change somebody. No one's a Disney show. We all have a little bit of horror inside of our lives. So, share it, because it could change someone's reality of, wow, if they've been through it and succeeded, I can too. I will too. I am too.
That's a good idea to stop. So remember, guys, hug them kitties.
Lick them titties.
Ah, yeah. Bye. We're going to go make a quarantine baby now. Bye. Quarantine baby. Wrap it up.